is broken, their noses smashed, and, if the bouncers are not quick-footed enough, their windpipes flattened. Zub's temperature was already rising. One of us, Scott McEwen, had seen it happen before, and now he was watching it again. If the short, skinny guy and his brunette girlfriend knew what was coming, they didn't let on. They pretended not to see Zub's bulging eyes or hear the menace in his voice. "I think I recognize that shirt. Where did you get it?" The skinny guy hardly looked up. "I got it from the owner of the bar." The Raven is a Virginia Beach bar, and more than a bar, it is a symbol. A seal bar where male outsiders aren't welcome. A secret cave where seals commune. The brunette said nothing. She had seen this kind of thing before. "Oh yeah?" said Zub, doubt creeping into his voice. "Where is it located?" The skinny guy's voice was still carefully casual. "Virginia Beach." Zub wasn't backing down. To the bartender or any passers-by, this might have seemed like an ordinary conversation. But it wasn't. It was a verbal dogfight. One wrong answer, and fists would fly. "How do you know the owner?"
"I used to work with him."
"Where did you work with him?"
"In the military."
"How long did you work with him?"
15 years. "I used to babysit his kids."
Zub was more certain than ever that he had spotted a fake seal. His fingers were balling into fists. "I used to work with the same guys as him."
The skinny guy said nothing.
What was there to say? Zub pressed. "What kind of work did you do together?"
"I really don't want to talk about it."
Zub pulled out a new Spyderco knife, flipped it open, and locked the blade. It flashed in the overhead light. The skinny guy pretended not to notice the knife. At one time, it was a standard-issue tactical blade among the SEALs, who used it to cut away parachute cords and underwater entanglements. It, too, was a kind of totem. Zub reached over and slammed the blade into the bar. The knife point landed between the brunette's small hands and stayed there, planted into the wood of the bar. The knife was a challenge. No one moved. The brunette did not even move her hands. She had seen this kind of thing before. McEwen had noticed both the skinny guy's non-reaction and the brunette's careful nonchalance. Urgently, he turned to face his SEAL friend.
"Don, he's real. The chick's real. Back off."
Zub looked at him and then eyeballed the skinny guy. Then the skinny guy spoke.
"My name is Johnny Walker. I was a plank owner in SEAL Team 6 with Dick Marchenko."
Marchenko founded SEAL Team 6, perhaps the world's best-known elite fighting unit. And Marchenko owned the Raven, a legendary bar in Virginia Beach that was a long-time SEAL hangout. It was the kind of bar where no one called the cops. A plank owner is a founding member of the U.S. Navy SEAL unit. It meant that Walker was hand-picked by the founder of SEAL Team 6 and had hung out at Marchenko's bar. And he literally got the coveted t-shirt. He was, therefore, SEAL royalty. Zub gave his name and announced that he was a member of SEAL Team 1, sometimes called No Fun 1. He had served from 1975 to 1979 on the West Coast. Walker had joined the teams, as the SEALs call themselves, later, and had served on the East Coast. The tension rushed away, like steam streaming from a pinhole in a pipe. Zub bought drinks, and the men swapped stories. Two Navy SEALs had met and challenged each other, and the bonds of brotherhood were established. This was one of the greeting rituals of the world's smallest and strangest fraternities. The U.S. Navy SEALs. If you are a member, it doesn't matter where or when you served. You can show up uninvited at the funerals of the youngest or oldest veterans and be hailed as a brother by total strangers. You can phone up another SEAL whom you've never met and be taken for a drink. You might show up to mow the lawn of a widow whose husband died before you served. The bonds are strong, partly because the group is so small. There have been fewer than 3,000 U.S. Navy SEALs in the history.